Go ahead.
All right, we are here for the Finance Committee special meeting. It's Monday, June 23rd. We started at 4:16 p.m. From a roll call perspective, do I have Shirley Miani? You just say present, Shirley.
Present, sorry.
And Samir Patel.
Present.
Great. Next is the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll stand and say pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag
To
of
the
the
flag
United
of the
States
United
of
States of
America
America,
and to the Republic for which it
Republic
stands,
for which it stands,
one
one
nation,
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice
indivisible,
for
with
all.
liberty and justice for all.
All right. Oh, sorry, that was roll call started. We've already done roll call. We're good there. Next up would be the public portion. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Karen Kemesis. I'm from 25 John Street. I've got a very, very inexpensive house that needs a lot of repairs, so it certainly should be evaluated in a much lower amount. But that being said, my bigger question is how this is going to affect the GIS. I noticed that the GIS is not being updated on a regular basis, and I saw in the proposals that it looked like that they were going to be changing that model from what is currently existing, and I was just curious how that's being incorporated into all of this, or is it being incorporated into all of this? And that's my biggest question. And my other question is, do they verify that all of the parcels are being counted? I often wonder if there's people being missed for some reason or another, and will the reevaluation they do a thorough check in comparison to what parcels are in the city of Derby versus what's being taxed? Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I will work with the assessor to get you that information. If I don't have your contact, you know how to get a hold of me, Karen. So please just shoot me your email, the best number to get in touch with you, and I'll get some of those questions answered for you.
Thank you.
I don't think it matters which vendor we end up choosing for your questions. If they seem a little more high level, just assessor type questions. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Betsy, this would be a great time if you would like to speak.
Good afternoon. So we did receive two proposals for our revaluation for 2025. One was from Equality Valuation Services, and one was from Municipal Valuation Services, referred to as Munival. Brian, did you send a copy of these proposals to Shirley and Samir?
Yes,
Okay.
they both
Okay,
have
perfect.
copies, and there was some additional questions that we asked for the Munival specifically to try to make sure these two proposals got apples to apples. One being was the cost of doing the mailers, which Munival came back and said another $7,500 to do the mailers, and the other was the cost to do images on all of the properties, for which again was in Equality's proposal, but wasn't an RFP specifically. So we went back to Munival and we asked them how much to do that, and they said 3,500. So 11,000 on top of the 90,000 puts them at 101, apples to apples, compared to Equality, which was slightly more than 101,000. I want to say maybe 101 and change. But at that point, the two become very comparable from a price and a deliverable standpoint. Exactly. Sorry, go ahead, Bets.
I was just looking to see.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'll find the
theirs was
new one.
$100,000.
Yeah, but then it was 101, including the postage for the mailers, 101,500, I want to say.
Why can't I find that page? Their page is final total with data mailers 100,000, estimated postage for mailing 1,700.
Yeah. Okay, so they're 101,700 versus 101 for Muniville.
So I have been the assessor in municipalities in the state of Connecticut for 36 years. So I have, at this point in time, I've done 14 revaluations in the state of Connecticut. When we got both of these bids being very close together, I asked Brian, you know, obviously to be fair, to make sure that each company had the ability to be as close to each other in their bids as possible, since they were the only two that bid, first of all. And we wanted to make sure that all the services that I felt were important to do this update would be satisfied.
Amini Patel.
So I did go through Munival's proposal only because I have never worked with them. And I wanted to make sure that I crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's, because I wanted to call fellow assessors who have worked with them and to, you know, get their rating of their services, how they stuck with their proposals, made sure that they gave all the services that they said they were going to give, that the prices they were going to give, that everything was done in a timely manner, did they have any problems? There were only three revals in their last 28 that they actually did on equality. And that was my major concern, because that's the software we have. And since Munival does not have their own software, they would be working on a software as a user, just like we are. So I did speak to the three assessors. None of them had any concerns about their performance, that all of the revals were completed on time, that they did perform the work, that the scope of the work that they put into their contracts. The reason that I didn't have to talk to anybody on the equality side is the last three revals that I've done, I did two in Prospect, one in 2020, one in 2024, and one in 2023 in Bethany. And I used the equality services and their software in all three of those. So I didn't need a recommendation or a review, because I was the assessor that was doing those revals. So as far as both of the companies being able to perform the services, I think they both are very capable to provide a service to the city of Derby. I did have some things that I'd like to say in terms of my experiences with the one company that I've used. Since I have used them in the last three revals that I've done, I've had one court case in those three towns. Their services, I found them to be easy to work with. I've had no problems. They've worked very well with me. And so I have a very big level of comfort with them, since I've done my last revals with them, in terms of their processes, their accessibility, their respect for me as an assessor, knowing that the service and the level of service that I expect has been met. So I realized that and that was why we wanted to give Munival the option to bid and make sure that the bids were apples to apples, because with it being pretty much a dead heat, I'm hoping that my years of experience and the time that I put into the last three that I've done with them and the satisfaction I've completed with them, that maybe the selection that, or my selection, would have some weight in terms of what you would choose. Do you have any questions to me concerning one or the other company.
No.
No?
All right, well, thank you very much, Betsy. Appreciate your feedback.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak today? Second time. Anyone from the public like to speak today? Third and final, anyone from the public like to speak today? All right, with that, public session is closed. We will move on to number five, new business. We have to choose the vendor for the RFP for the reappraisal and revaluation for the 2025 grant list. So Shirley and Samir, obviously this is your decision to be made. You've got the information, the updated information, which now is apples to apples with all the services the same. Munival's 101,000. Equality is 101,700, so very comparable. You've heard the recommendation from the assessor. And you let me know. I think the next steps after we do this, just so you're aware, is we'll work on a draft contract between the two parties, which would then go to the Board of Alders in the second week of July for them to give approval for the mayor to sign that contract. It's very tight timelines. That's why this meeting was so important, to try to make sure that we left enough time for the contract to be done before the July meeting, because if we miss that July meeting, there's a high likelihood that the entire thing is at risk. So we don't have a lot of time, but I'm hopeful that we can get this draft, you know, this contract drafted and in a good shape for the July meeting.
Brian, what was the total cost for both of them again? You said 101?
Munival was 101,000 and Equality was $101,700.
That's including the mailer?
Yeah, both of them included mailers, and both of them would include images on all properties.
In the past, did we work with any of this company in the past for last reval?
So as Betsy mentioned, she's worked with Equality on the last at least three different valuations. It is their software that we're currently utilizing with the city, their Equality CAMA software. So while Munival has worked in a few other areas on that same software, it is Equality software at the end of the day.
Our 2020 reval was done by Tyler Technologies.
Yeah, that was my question. Was the same, this two company was one of them, or it was a different?
Yeah, no, it was done by Tyler Technology, and the software we use for Tyler Technology, unfortunately, is being faded out. And we got a quote last year just to upgrade our software with them, and it was $50,000 just to do the upgrade of the software without any services going along with it. So we did not upgrade last year. That was a proposal at the Board of Aldermen meeting. I did present those numbers. We did not do that update. So as of this July, we will be no longer having Tyler Technology as a service at all in the city of Derby, and it will only just be Equality.
I was just looking at the two different, the GIS and online tools, and basically one of them has the Equality has the basic GIS and basic public lookup tools, where the other one, they have like pretty good online and scheduling and full maps.
Who are you talking about?
The Munich Way and the Equality between them. So like Equality, they on the proposal that I was looking at, I was just looking at my notes, and a couple notes that I made was the difference that I noticed between them was one of them has just a basic GIS information like Equality, where Munich Ray has a very good online scheduling.
So we contract with a different GIS company.
Yeah.
We contract with New England Geo. And until this July, that's the reason why the woman who came on earlier said that the GIS is not being updated, because we weren't under a full contract with Equality yet. So we could not transfer over our information to the GIS. So come July, all our information from Equality, regardless of who we pick for a reval, will now be updating the GIS nightly. So on our site, in the assessor's site, we use a outside contractor, which we have a link to. So, and I assume that Munival must, because they're not a GIS company either. So they must, I don't know who they use for an outside GIS company, but they must use a broad one because they wouldn't be using ours. So.
But at the end of the day, both companies are going to be using the same software and the same resources, right? It's just a matter of who's going to go do the labor.
Right.
You know, I think is really, is what I've come to figure out is, okay, that's really the only difference. Who's doing the work? And then at that point, it's familiarity with the software and your experiences, you know, to help you make the decision. Any questions, Shirley?
No, it sounds like you're in favor of the Equality one, though.
Well, certainly Betsy's made her opinion known. She's a fan of it. I think it's the costs are comparable, so I don't think the $700 is enough to necessarily, you know, do exactly. It just because, you know, and you're not required to do it even if it's lowest bid. There are other factors that you're allowed to consider when making this decision. So I think given the different prices and the assessor's recommendation, I would probably likely go with what the assessor is recommending. All right. So do we have a decision? Can we, would you like to vote on it?
Yes.
All right. You want to make a motion to, does somebody want to make a motion on who they would like to choose as the vendor for this services?
Charlie?
So do I have a motion to choose Equality as our revet for 2025 revaluation services?
Yes.
Okay, Samir's made a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Shirley has a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Wonderful. All right, so have a decision where we're going to choose Equality for 2025 revaluation services.
I do also give updates through the process, so you'll be following right along, hopefully knowing that the choice you've made is a good choice in terms of the timelines. You know, I make reports to the Board of Aldermen and as well as you guys to let you know that things are being processed exactly the way that we expect them to be.
That's great. All right, now move on to number 6, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. We are adjourned at 4:36 p.m. Thank you very much for both of your time and your service. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.